Believe it or not, my wife and I don't always agree with one another. She doesn't agree with me that the best way to have the sheets on the bed is to have them tucked in under the mattress at the foot of the bed. She doesn't agree that salt on watermelon makes it taste better. And I'm sure there are lots of other areas where we may disagree. But one area where we do agree involves marriage. We believe marriage is till death do us part. And we agree that our marriage is a picture of how Christ loves the church. Can you imagine how unstable and controversial our marriage would be if we disagreed on a fundamental, crucial item such as the commitment it takes to make a marriage? Well, today we will consider one of the most controversial ideas in the Bible, because it appears that James and Paul disagree on a crucial doctrine of the Christian faith, that salvation is by faith alone. So our job is to figure out if they disagree or if the controversy stems from our misunderstanding of the text. I pray that by the end of this video, you will see that salvation is by faith alone, but faith is never alone. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. James chapter 2, verse 18. But someone will say, "You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." Well, what does James mean by faith alone? If we look to verses 14 and 18 and 19, we see that he's speaking of a faith that never results in any good deeds. In other words, it is a belief that has no results in action. Well, what does Paul mean when he speaks of faith alone? When Paul speaks of faith alone, he's speaking of that which leans only on Christ and what Christ accomplished, rather than depending on what a person may accomplish. You see that in a place like Romans 3:28. Well, what does James mean by works? James is referring to those godly actions that stem as a result of a person's faith. What does Paul mean whenever he refers to works? Well, Paul is referring to those actions that we put our hope and trust in, thinking that it will merit us salvation from God. By making sure we are defining our terms as the biblical and divine author defines them, we see that Paul and James do actually agree. Earlier, James has stated that we are born of God, brought forth by His will. And we know that Paul says that what matters is faith working through love. James was battling against the erroneous idea of something that's called antinomianism. And Paul was battling against the mindset of legalism. But Paul and James were not battling against one another. I like the way Pastor David Platt said it. Faith in our heart is evidenced by the fruit in our lives. And that's what we're praying is evidenced in your life day by day. So today, please pray for Ollie Chambers and his family, our missionaries in Tennessee. Also, remember the Spanish LifeWord broadcast heard throughout North, Central, and South America and Spain.